This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So much going on. Let me get right to it. First of all, reports that Los Angeles hospitals are at capacity, turning away ambulances, planning for rationed care as the COVID death toll mounts. Can someone explain to me if L.A.'s been shut down for weeks and restaurants closed and indoor dining closed and outdoor dining closed and everyone has to wear masks or get a $1,000 fine? How the hell COVID's exploding unless Wayne Root is right and masks don't matter and lockdowns don't matter and people are going to get sick no matter what? And by the way, there's mostly false positives, so it's all a bunch of bullspit. This is garbage. California's falling apart. It's emergency, emergency. 911, the world is ending. I heard this crap in March and April and no one I knew was sick. I heard this crap in March and April and we didn't have to close our businesses down. The world isn't ending tomorrow. My buddies own restaurants in Florida and they're packed. They're at 75% capacity and packed. And nobody's sick. Everyone's fine. Their employees aren't sick. Their cooks aren't sick. The owner of the restaurant isn't sick. You mean this bug only attacks California, not Florida? And the people of Florida are healthy, and in California they're all sick? While they're wearing masks in Florida, you don't have to wear masks. In California, they're locked down. They're all sick. In Florida, they're not locked down. They're not sick. Does that give you a hint what's going on? How come only liberals are getting sick? This is a joke. This is a tragedy of epic proportions. Not a tragedy because people are dying. A tragedy because of what you're doing to business and the economy of the United States of America. You sick communist SOBs. You're destroying the economy with your sickness, your mental illness, and your need to destroy every business and micromanage all our lives. Moving on. Having a big event, as I announced yesterday. I want to make sure I get in at the top of the show. January 6th. Is the big event in Washington telling the world Trump is great, we love Trump, and you're not going to steal this election, but not everybody can get to Washington. I'm holding the same event in Las Vegas. We're going to take over the Vegas Strip January 6th. We'll leave at 9 a.m. from the Ahern Hotel on Sahara and the Vegas Strip, 300 West Sahara. Ahern Hotel, the staging of our cars starts at about 7 a.m., and we'll be leaving at 9 a.m. and just taking over the Vegas Strip, driving south all the way down to Sunset, past Mandalay Bay, Sunset, make U-turn, drive all the way back, Trump flags, American flags, stop the steal flags, dominate the Strip, and then by 10 o'clock, 10:30, we'll all roll in like the cavalry, beeping our horns with our flags to the big event going on at the federal courthouse at 333 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Biggest Trump rally ever to stop the steal. And we'll roll in like the cavalry, and we'll spend our time there. And then at about 12, I'm leaving to head over to Ahern Hotel again, Trattoria by Chef Mark, fantastic Italian restaurant. And first come, first serve, every one of you who wants to come back with me and have a wonderful lunch with a bunch of patriots and conservatives, RSVP at 725-214-4950, 725-214-4950, RSVP, first come, first serve. If you missed any of that, you're driving, you can't take it down, then I recommend you email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'll give you any and all details, wayneroot@gmail.com. My big column is coming out tomorrow at Gateway Pundit, this weekend at Town Hall and newspapers all around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. The title is Biggest Horse Race Fixer of All Time Says Democrats Stole the Election. Here's how. This should get a lot of attention. That headline. Biggest horse race fixture of all time says Democrats stole election. Here's how. I am the only nationally syndicated conservative talk radio host in America who spent his prior career as a professional gambler and king of Vegas sports gambling, as the media dubbed me. But don't take my word for it. Next time you're in Vegas, look for my 180-pound granite star on the Las Vegas Boulevard in front of Paris Resort and Casino in the Vegas Walk of Stars. So no other conservative media personality has friends like I do. In addition to many of the top GOP politicians and the President of the United States, my list of buddies includes some only in Vegas characters, including my buddy Richie. Richie's a professional gambler and a convicted horse race fixer. Back in the day, Richie may have been the greatest and most prolific horse race fixer in history. He fixed over 1,000 horse races for 11 years at every racetrack in California, bribing over 100 different jockeys. Eventually, he was convicted and served his time in prison. That was 25 years ago. Today, Richie is one of the good guys and a respected member of his community, as well as a noted philanthropist. But Richie still has his street smarts, something no one in Washington, D.C. has. For over 50 years, he witnessed the smartest and sharpest scammers and cheaters in the gambling world. No one could spot a scam like Richie. My buddy has a Ph.D. in the art of the steal. Richie watched and studied this 2020 presidential election, and he calls it, quote, the greatest scam and steal in world history. The greatest scam and steal in world history. He says anyone who denies this election was stolen is either a criminal who was in on the scam, or a bribed politician or bureaucrat who benefits from the scam, or a complete naive moron. What does the world's greatest horse race fixer believe happened on election night? Richie says it's clear that President Trump won in a landslide in key battleground states. Trump won so big in these key states that Democrats who tried to rig the election with millions of fake mail-in ballots had to move quickly to Plan B. Trump was actually winning a rigged election by a mile. Trump beat them so badly in these key states, Democrats needed reinforcements. They brought in the cavalry, vans, UPS trucks, even planes filled with fake ballots in the wee hours of the morning when no GOP witnesses watching. That's why they stopped the count on election night. The millions of fake Biden ballots weren't enough. Democrat scammers had to call a timeout to quickly bring in millions more fake ballots to erase Trump's massive lead. In a coordinated conspiracy, so easy to see, a criminal conspiracy, so easy to see, Richie calls it amateur hour. Five states all agreed at the same time to stop counting votes, thereby buying themselves time to have millions of additional fake ballots filled out, trucked in, or in some cases flown in to nearby airports. In the case of Georgia, the scammers faked a flood caused by a burst pipe that actually never happened, and then rolled out suitcases filled with ballots, all caught on video. Any idiot who isn't blind can see what happened, says Richie. It was as if a brazen gang of 50 hoods robbed five banks at the same time, all 50 robbers carrying the same AK-47s and no masks, and then showed their IDs on the way out the door. And then every FBI agent, every judge turned a blind eye. Maybe they're in denial. Maybe the D.C. swamp got to them. Maybe they're in on the scam. A lot of respectable people in power must be getting filthy rich on this scam, says Richie. Some telltale signs of the scam. GOP witnesses had to be removed from the room. These fake ballots had only one name filled out, Biden, because Democrat scammers were rushing to add fake ballots to the count and didn't have time to fill out down ballot races. And many of the ballots looked pristine, perfect, because they were clearly never mailed, never touched. They were rushed, untouched, from printing presses to counting rooms. But it isn't only Richie who saw the scam. A math genius and world-renowned statistics professor from Harvard and USC reports the odds of Trump leading by those margins when counting stopped and then losing each of those states is one in a quadrillion. That's 1,000 trillions, meaning it was impossible. Richie's right. Wayne Root is right. I saw this from day one. Street smart Richie puts it differently. He says this case is such a slam dunk. Any judge who threw these cases out is dirty. Any prosecutor who can't convict these scammers should lose his license to practice law. Richie compares this case to Scott Peterson's 2004 murder trial. Remember Scott Peterson? Peterson got the death penalty based only on circumstantial evidence. This 2020 election scam was so obvious, it makes Scott Peterson look innocent by comparison. Yet here we sit with a media so deep, with a conspiracy so deep that political leaders, mainstream media, social media, judges, prosecutors, U.S. attorneys, the entire U.S. justice system, and virtually every person in power in D.C. acts as if nothing happened. And they do it so casually, so matter-of-factly, that my buddy Richie says it's easy to conclude they're all in on the scam. January 20th will determine if we are still a nation of laws or a corrupt third-world banana republic where horse race fixers tell the truth, and follow the law, and politicians are the real scam artists. That's my column that comes out tomorrow on Gateway Pundit and at my site, rootforamerica.com. And then on Sunday at Town Hall and also newspapers around the country through Creator Syndicate, my national syndicator. And no sooner that I write this morning, what comes out at Gateway Pundit, Sidney Powell says for five states to stop counting on election night is absolutely unprecedented. And she lays out evidence of rampant election fraud. Five states stop counting. It's never happened in history. It was a criminal conspiracy. A criminal freaking conspiracy. Anyone could see it, especially a guy who fixed over 1,000 horse races. Except he did it well. He said, no one could ever tell I was fixing the race. He said, this is ridiculous. It's not even subtle. It's so clear in broad daylight these guys stole the election. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First Credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I am live. It is Monday, January 4th. You're hearing me live. It's not Memorex. Segment number one was, in fact, Memorex. And the reason it was Memorex is that there was a software update that no one was aware of that started on January 4th. It actually warned us for several months now that it would start in by mid-January, and we were all set in the next few days to update the software, and somehow they fooled us all, and the new software update was required today. So with literally 3 minutes to go before the show started, I found out that I could not connect to Dallas, where our main hub is and our main office for USA Radio Network, without a software update. So we did the software update on the fly. Chris O'Sullivan did a great job on the fly, but it never should have come to that. We should have done it months ago, but we thought we had till mid-January. So anyway, all's well, and I'm back. My gosh, it's the first show of 2021, and the world's going to change this week one way or the other. We either win, and we just shock the world and shock Democrats and demoralize Democrats, or we lose, and we are not in control of our own country anymore. And all of that will be decided in the next coming days. So it was important to be on the air today. Thank God we got it fixed. Thank God Chris O'Sullivan knows what he's doing and got a software update done on the fly without any of our tech people around. Wow, good job, Chris. All right, so let me open the show by saying, isn't it amazing? If someone ever recorded my phone call, a private phone call that I had with someone I'm doing business with and then released it to the world, I would be the angriest guy in the world. You have no right to release my private conversations or my private phone calls without my knowledge and without my approval. So can you imagine recording the President of the United States and then leaking the phone call to the world? This is what's been going on for 4 years. For 4 years! They've been leaking President Trump's phone calls and conversations. And in many cases, just making up what was said when it wasn't said. And the Secretary of State of Georgia evidently, allegedly, has done the same thing again. A Republican Secretary of State who all of us in the know, in the conservative, in the pro-Trump movement, have said literally for weeks now is on the take, is bribed, is blackmailed, is bad, is dirty, allegedly might be, we think could be. Nobody knows that, but all it seems to us he's dirty. He let the Democrats steal Georgia, and he brought in the Dominion system. How much of a kickback did you get, buddy? But again, I'm asking allegedly. I don't know. It's just my gut instinct. I'm not stating it as fact. And he leaks a phone call with President Trump and makes it sound like President Trump's a bad guy, when actually he's a criminal for leaking a phone call with the President of the United States. And the President is now trying to bring him up on espionage charges, as well he should. White House plans to refer Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State, Republican of Georgia, to the Secret Service for investigation under the Espionage Act. Do you understand what's going on in our country? Every living Secretary of Defense put a letter together over the weekend basically saying, we're warning you, buddy, we're warning you, Trump, that if you use the military to steal this election, keep in mind, it's been stolen from us and from Trump, and if you merely point out that it's been stolen and try and undo stolen election, they want to put you in prison. They're threatening Trump and everyone around him with prison. And I called this from day one. I told every friend I've got who kept saying Trump's going to use the Insurrection Act. Trump's going to declare martial law. And I kept saying, guys, you don't understand. We don't have the military. I mean, 90% of the military may be a Republican, but the leaders, the officers, were installed by Obama. They're dirty. All the people in the leadership of the military are dirty, and they're against Trump. They're deep state, they're D.C. swamp, they're Obama spies and plants, and they will turn around and arrest Trump and everyone around him in his inner circle and hang them. If he does the Insurrection Act and martial law, he better make sure he's got military on his team, because they will turn around and hang him. And that's what you're dealing with here. Trump can leave quietly, knowing the election had been stolen, and leave us to die on the vine, our country to die. But he goes on and makes millions in the business world, and everything's okay for him and his family, and his name. But if he does the brave thing, and he fights this to the end, and he tries to undo a stolen election, and he carries it on any further than Wednesday, they're going to try and arrest him for treason, even though they're guilty of treason. This is Saul Alinsky at its finest. They're all traitors. They've all committed treason. They're all dirty. They're all D.C. swamp. They're all deep state. They're in bed with communist China. They've taken bribes from communist China. They've all stolen from the American people for decades. And the whole deep swamp is coming out of the swamp to go after Trump and threaten him.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause. Give it 10 days. Pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then. Pull this 15-member commission together. Give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back, then give it back to the state.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Trump says he's going to give a speech tonight where he's going to announce real election numbers. You know, the question is, where did he get the real election numbers from? Can he prove them? Can he prove that the election was a landslide for Trump and it was stolen? We'll find out tonight. We'll find out tonight. Right now, I've got Brigitte Gabriel with me, national security analyst. Easy for you to say. Chairman of ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise, and she's with us right now. Brigitte, Wayne Root, how are you?
Happy New Year, Wayne. I'm delighted to be back with you in this year, 2021. You know, they say, may you live in interesting times. And, oh, my gosh, are we living in interesting times?
You know, I've quoted that ancient wisdom for years now, and it's Chinese wisdom, which really scares me. Because the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times.
Okay, we take it back.
They've created this freaking interesting time mess that could be, you know, some people are telling me you thought 20 was bad. You thought 21 would have to be better. No, Wayne. 21 is going to be the main event. 20 was just a precursor of the disaster to come. So who knows how bad or good this is going to be? I don't know. We'll find out. I know this much. I would feel safe and we'll be okay if Trump is the president for the next 4 years. I feel like tragedy is enveloping us if Trump is not the president for the next 4 years. What say you?
Well, that's going to be a very a major challenge if not if Trump is not the president. Look, the whole world is watching. You've got the enemies. You've got the evil agents. You've got China. You've got Russia. You've got Iran coming together right now and coordinating. Everybody is waiting to see what's going to happen in the United States because Trump stood up to evil across the globe, not just in America draining the swamp in the United States. He stood up against the troublemakers. He stood up against the violent thugs. He stood up against the violent regimes, the dictatorships, the evildoers, worldwide, not just here. And right now, the whole world is against him, not just the swamp in the United States, not just the rhinos in the United States, and they have a vested interest in doing so. But we, the American people, have a responsibility, have a duty to our country and to our fellow Americans to do everything in our power, especially the next 48 hours, to make sure that we ensure election integrity and we stand up and make sure we get down to the truth. And look, if the truth comes out and it says, okay, the Democrats won fair and square, fine. I am sure the Republicans will accept it. But you and I know that there is something rotten happening in Washington, D.C. and across the country, and 75 million Americans will not rest until we get to the bottom of it.
No, I agree. We can't rest till we get to the bottom of it, because if they stole this election and get away with it, why would they not steal every election forevermore and we'll never win again?
Exactly.
And that brings me up to, it's a perfect segue, Brigitte. We're talking to Brigitte Gabriel, national security analyst, chairman of ActForAmerica.org. It's a perfect segue because I want to talk about tomorrow's Georgia Senate election. It's amazing how fast these things happen, right? It was yesterday. That was November 3rd, and we were saying Georgia is 2 months from now, and it's going to change everything, because if they win both seats, then it's a 50-50 Senate tie, and the vice president, who supposedly, theoretically, at this point, would be Kamala Harris. I hate to say it, that communist witch. It really would be her at this moment, assuming Trump doesn't make, you know, mountains move and the earth get off its axis in the next 2 weeks or so. So we lose everything, because they'll have the House, they'll have the Senate. It doesn't matter if they have by one vote. They still have it. So we could lose everything. They'll pass everything they want and destroy this country. So what's going to happen? Any prediction in Georgia tomorrow? Would it be any different than how they stole the presidential election? Are they going to steal both seats tomorrow?
Well, you know, I mean, you would hope that by now they put the fact checkers, they put the, you know, certain checks in places to make sure we have election integrity. Because people need to know that they are actually, their vote is going to count. Otherwise, we have an anarchy. Otherwise, we are Venezuela. We are no longer the United States. So I do hope that they will be able to tally the vote in a certain way tomorrow that will ensure that whoever comes out and votes will know that their vote counts, that they are just not wasting time. And I hope that the Republicans will come out. Look, this infighting between Republicans, you know, is not helping. I hope that's not going to discourage Republicans from coming coming out. And I hope if they are listening to us right now in Georgia, every single Republican, every single conservative in Georgia needs to come out and vote tomorrow. The future of the country depends on your vote.
Well, it's the usual problem, okay? Now, this wouldn't stop me, Brigitte, from going out and voting for the two Republicans because that's our last chance to survive as a country. We're dead if we don't elect them both. But they're both rhinos. You know that, right? They're both rhino Republicans who would take any opportunity to step on Trump's grave or stab him in the back. But because they need him at this moment, they're letting him, you know, campaign and scream for them, and they're acting like they're his best friends, and everything he does they're supporting for about 5 minutes. Then they're all going to go back to being their normal selves 5 minutes after this is all over and Trump isn't president anymore. Trust me, you can't trust either of those two rhinos, and yet you have to vote for them because I've always said Republicans are a bunch of cowards and wimps and namby-pamby, middle-of-the-road, believe-in-nothing. They never want to help us, but Democrats are evil communists. So what do you want? Namby-pamby, middle-of-the-road doesn't help you, or evil communists? I choose namby-pamby, middle-of-the-road. So there's no choice, right?
There's no, we need them right now. Mamby-pamby it is. We need them. The future of the country depends on this election in Georgia tomorrow. Because like what you said, if we lose Georgia tomorrow, forget it. It is done. The Democrats will control everything. They will change and transform America. They will finish what Obama started. Obama wanted to transform America. And the Democrats tomorrow, if the Republicans do not win, the Democrats are going to transform America. We need these two guys to win, the gal and the guy. We need them to win tomorrow. So every Republican needs to come out and vote. And even if you don't like them, even if you don't believe in them, even though we know they are rhinos, we need them to go into Congress, and we will take care of the rest in 2022. At least we need to hold America where it is now until 2022, when we can go back and win and really fight and organize and regroup. Look, our country is at a crossroads right now. And look at Paul Ryan. I mean, Paul Ryan, we are learning so much about so many conservatives in Congress right now, Wayne, about people that we thought were conservatives, that we voted for because we thought they were conservatives. And look at them right now. All rhinos, all against Trump. But with these two in Georgia, if they win, you know, people follow a strong horse. And if President Trump is able to prove on Wednesday that there was indeed a fraud, if he is able to prove that, and we already secured the Senate seats in Georgia, and we end up securing Trump, then those weaklings will line up behind President Trump because people Correct. Also follow a strong horse.
Well, and again, a lot of the rhinos fought Trump for 4 years and stopped a lot of good
That's
stuff
right.
from happening. But they also did vote for a massive tax cut, and he was able to cut regulations massively. He was able to build the wall to some extent over many portions of the country. And so a lot
That's
of things
right.
were blocked, but a lot of things happened. If you have a Democrat Senate, nothing good, and a Democrat president, nothing good will ever happen ever again. If you have rhinos and you have Trump back again, then we get a lot of things done. And if you have rhinos and a Democrat president, they probably block a few of his things. So those rhinos are really necessary at this moment in time
important.
To save us
they
from
are very important. And we need to put pressure on our elected officials and on Vice President Pence to do the right thing on January 5th, and we need them to reject the electors on January 6th. We have a petition on our website. People can go to actforamerica.org, and you'll see it on the banner. Please click and sign that. We have now over 1.6 million people that signed it in the last 24 hours. We need Vice President Pence and our elected officials in Congress to reject the electors on January 6th. Your voice matters. The next 48 hours are critical for our nation. Every single American needs to make sure we put the pressure on Vice President Mike Pence and on the Senate to do the right thing. They need to hear from us. We need to speak loud and clear. Go to actforamerica.org. Click on that petition to tell Vice President Trump to do the right thing and be courageous for the American people on January the 6th.
All right, a couple things I want to mention. Number one, you mentioned the two senators, one man, one woman. It's easy to forget their names. You know, other than Trump, they all seem like nameless, faceless people in Washington, right? It's David Perdue and it's Kelly Loeffler. I made sure I Googled
That's right.
both while you were talking so we could make sure I identify who we're talking about, the two rhinos we hate, but we're voting for them because we love them at the moment, and we're going to kick them to the curb afterwards. But right now we love them, and they're our only chance to save America. So I actually love them for a moment. David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, boy, they're acting like they love Trump, just like my senator. Do you remember he was the biggest it's just the biggest idiot in America of any Republican, Dean Heller in Nevada. And he abandoned Trump, stabbed Trump in the back, disavowed him in 2016 after the video came out of Hollywood Access and said none of us support Trump and let Clinton become president. It's better than Trump. That was our Republican senator. And then when it was his time for reelection, he kissed Trump's ass 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and said he was the biggest Trumper and he loved Trump and he supported Trump and I fought alongside Trump. It's incredible what liars politicians are. And so yep. He reminds me of these two. And they're both genuflecting to Trump right now, kissing his butt 24 hours a day. But yep. in the end, we got to have them because it's better than Marxism. And the other two are Marxists. Let me mention that I did speak to an insider today, by the way, Brigitte, who is down in Georgia with the president. And I said, what makes you think this is any different than the way they stole the election 2 months ago? Why would this be any different outcome? And he had a very interesting answer for me. I hear the music, so I'm going to leave everybody in suspense, including Brigitte Gabriel. You're going to be in suspense too. I'll leave you through the break, and then you come back and come with me in the next segment, and we'll talk about some more things. But I'm going to tell you exactly what he had to say, and it's very, very interesting. We're with Brigitte Gabriel, national security analyst, chairman, actsforamerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. She's the only person in the world who has my energy. The two of us together make liberals' heads explode. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, more with Brigitte Gabriel, and the answer from Wayne Root's White House insider as to why Georgia tomorrow will be very different than what you saw in the general election. I hope he knows what he's talking about when we come back. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Before we get back to Brigitte Gabrielle and what I heard today, a little scuttlebutt I heard, I want to mention my Trump car parade on Wednesday. One of the reasons I was excited to be on the air with all of you today, to make sure you knew about it, Wednesday, this Wednesday, 48 hours from now, starts at 9 o'clock. Got to get there by 7:30 or you won't get in line. You're not even be able to get in. It's the Ahern Hotel. It's the Trump car parade leaving the Ahern Hotel, which is at 300 West Sahara here in Las Vegas, at 9 a.m. and driving down the whole strip all the way to Sunset with our Trump flags and our American flags and our Stop the Steal flags, and then making a U-turn on Sunset, driving all the way back down the strip, and then joining a huge Trump protest that will be ongoing at the federal courthouse at 333 South Las Vegas Boulevard. So now we're driving down the strip north to 333 South Las Vegas Boulevard downtown by around 10 a.m., 10:30. For the biggest Trump rally ever. We'll be riding in like the cavalry, thousands of cars with our flags and our beeping horns and riding in like the cavalry. You'll park at all these giant parking garages right next to the federal courthouse. We'll join the rally. And then at about 12, I'm leaving and heading over to the Ahern Hotel again, where I've got a fantastic meal by the Trattoria restaurant by Chef Mark. And you've got to RSVP to join for a wonderful lunch. And then we'll go back to the rally, 725-214-4950. Everything I do first class. 725-214-4950, RSVP, Chef Mark's Trattoria at the Ahern Hotel. But all the festivities start in the morning. I'll get there around 7, and we'll line up the cars, and I'll be leading the parade along with a giant classic antique fire truck. And my buddy Ken with his Bentley and quite a few other exotic cars leading the way. And our Trump flags and our American flags. A lot of fun. If you need any information, email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Back with Brigitte Gabrielle, National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActForAmerica.com. Excuse me, .org. ActForAmerica.org. New York Times bestselling author, latest book, Rise. Brigitte, you want to hear the ends of my story?
I am sitting at the edge of my seat. Yes, I do want to hear it.
All right, so two things. First of all, I heard over the weekend from insider sources at the White House that Trump's going to drop a bombshell on Wednesday in front of Congress, and it's going to be shocking and prove that the election was stolen. And one of the things they told me is about two foreign spy agencies that may have caught them red-handed stealing the election from outside the United States, and have presented that evidence to Trump, and that he may be presenting that evidence on Wednesday. So there's a few maybes. And then my buddy in Georgia today, who's a big name, if I told you the name, you'd immediately realize he's best friends and right in the inner circle of the president. And he told me it is different this time. He doesn't think they're going to steal both seats because we have 8,000 people there to watch the polls. There was nobody watching the polls when you had 50 states to worry about. Maybe we had 100 people in Georgia on election night. Now we have 8,000. He said they're not going to be able to just steal this thing. Lots of lawyers, lots of poll watchers, lots of important people are keeping an eye on things to make sure they can't steal it this time. So he is confident that it's not going to be a sweep by the Democrats that will win one or two of those seats. We shall see. I'm just telling you what insiders the White House claim. And I have said all along, what's going to stop them from doing the same thing as they did last time? They're going to steal it. Or maybe we learned a lesson and there aren't 50 states to guard against. There's only one. So we're going to send the whole army down there, Trump's legal army, and we'll keep eyes on everything and they won't be able to steal it. That sounds like what my buddy is saying is happening. So let's hope and pray, Brigitte.
And let's hope and pray. You know, at least this time they are prepared. I mean, they knew what happened last time, and by golly, they're not going to let it happen again. There is so much at stake for both parties, but especially for the Republican Party. So we'll see what happens. I just hope that the Republicans turn out and vote. And Biden already, Biden won the state, so the Democrats have momentum in that state. I just hope the Republicans will go out and vote. The future of the country basically rests on those two seats, and we need them to go.
Yeah, and one thing I disagree with you on, and I know you know it too. They didn't win the state. It just looks like they won the state. They didn't win anything. Trump won in a landslide in Georgia. It was stolen. So, yeah, it looks like they have momentum, but they did not win the state. They didn't win Georgia. They didn't win Michigan. They didn't win Wisconsin. And they certainly didn't win Pennsylvania. You and I both know that. Massive.
No, you and I both know that. I mean, and you know what? How about the Democrats? Like, I was talking with a friend of mine this morning. Friends from California. All the House seats that we won back. Remember when they did ballot harvesting and people were talking about ballot harvesting back in 2018 and we thought, oh my goodness, and we were worried about this and that's going to happen in the presidential election? Well, in this presidential election, they did not focus on the lower seats. They just wanted to take out Trump, and that's exactly why we were able to win a lot of seats, because the Democrats were not paying attention to every single case, every single seat running across the country. They wanted to make sure they take out Trump. But with Georgia right now, everybody's focused on those seats, and I hope and pray they will have a ton of people watching every single vote. And you know what? I'm one of those people who believe bring back, the paper. Let us, draw on paper. Forget electronic voting machines.
You're begging for hanging chads. You want hanging chads again. Compared to Dominion voting machines, it was beautiful to have hanging chads. All right, Wayne Allyn with Brigitte Gabriel. She's the National Security Analyst, chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise, and she's got a great petition for you to sign at ActForAmerica.org. Brigitte, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. Take care.
It's going to start with a bang, that's for sure. On Wednesday, we either have our president back or we lose our president, and we might know by then what's happened in Georgia. I don't know. It's probably going to take all week, I would guess. It's probably going to be just like the presidential election. That's what I'm worried about. As of Wednesday morning, we'll think we won Georgia by a mile, and 4 days later, we'll find out we lost. We'll be right back. Wayne Root.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.